This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another daily Bible reading. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Joshua chapter 13, and we will pick up from where we begin, from where we left off. Joshua chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines, and all Geshuri from Shihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron northward, which is counted to the Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, and the Gazathites, and the Ashdothites, the Eshcolanites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Merah, that is beside the Sidonians, and Aphek, to the borders of the Amorites, and the land of the Gilbites, and all Lebanon toward the sun rising, from Baal Gad under Mount Hermon unto the entering into Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Mesrophthamim and all the Sidonians, then will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by law unto the Israelites, for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now, therefore, divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond Jordan eastward, even as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. From Ararat, that is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeba and Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon unto the border of the children of Ammon, and Gilead in the border of the Geshurites, and Machathites, and unto Mount Hermon, and all Bashan, unto Salcah, and all the kingdom of Og, and Bashan, which reigned in Ashtaroth, and in Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants, for these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Geshurites, nor the Machathites, but the Geshurites and the Machathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel, made by fire, are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And Moses gave them unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And their coast was from Ararat, that is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibeon, and Bamoth, and Baal, and Beth Baal Meon, and Yahasai, and Kedemoth, and Mithpah, and Kirjathim, and Sabah, and Zereth Shamar, and the Mount of the Valley, and Beth Peor, and Ashtoth, Pisgah, and Beth Jeshmoth, And all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, when Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country. Balaam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. And the border of the children of Reuben was Jordan, and the border thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben, after their families, the cities and the villages thereof. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, according even unto the children of Gad, according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon, unto Aro, that is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon unto Ramath Mizpah, and Betonim, and from Manahim unto the border of Debir, in the valley of Betharim, and Bethnirim, and Sukkoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan, and his border, even under the edge of the sea of the Kinnereth, on the other side Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, after their families, the cities, and their villages. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half-tribe of Manasseh, and this was the possession of the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Manahim and Bashan, and all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jeir, which are in Bashan, 70 cities, and a half, Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Machir, by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab, on the other side Jordan by Jericho, eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. Joshua chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle, and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee and Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjathaba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 15. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast, and their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And it went out to the south side to Malakabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karka. From thence it passed toward Azaman, and went out into the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border and the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hoga, and passed along by the north of Bethrabah. And the border went up to the stone of Mahon, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward the Beer from the valley of Achor, and so northward looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up to Adamim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Engrol. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, unto the south side of the Jebusite, the same as Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants, northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Naphtuah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Bala, which is Kirjathirim. And the border compassed from Bala westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jerim, which is Kislon, on the north side, and went down to Beshemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Sikron, and passed along to Mount Bala, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea in the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even to the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Shishai, and Haliman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir was Kirjathsephir. And Caleb said he that smiteth Kirjath Shephir and take it, to him will I give Ashak, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Ashkasad, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lightened off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, What wouldest thou? Who answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the utmost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel and Eder and Jigir and Kinna and Dimuna and Ada and Kadesh and Hazor and Ethan and Ziph and Telem and Beloth and Hazor Hadath and Kerath and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam and Shema and Molda and Hazargerda and Hashmon and Beth Pelet and Hazarshul and Beersheba and Bizjotha and Bala and Eim and Ezim and El Talad and Kisil and Horma and Ziklag and Madama and Sanaha and Laboth and Shilim and Ain and Rimon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley of Eshtol and Zohar and Ashna and Zona and Eganim and Tufa and Enam and Jeremuth and Adullam, Sokah and Aska and Sharim and Adithim and Gidra and Gidarothim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenon and Hadesh and Migdal God and Dilkon and Mitzpah and Yoktil, Lachish and Bozkath and Eglon and Kabon and Laman and Kithlish and Gidroth and Beth-Dan and Namana and Machgadah, 16 cities with their villages, Libna and Ether and Ashan and Jephthah and Ashna and Nizib and Keilah and Askzib and Barisa, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt, and the great sea and the border thereof, and then the mountains, Shamir and Yachter and Sukkot and Dana and Kirjasana, which is Debir, and Anab and Eshtemal and Anim and Goshen and Holon and Gilwah, 11 cities with their villages, Arab and Duma and Eshin and Junam and Beth Tapua and Abka and Humatah and Kirjathba, which is Hebron and Zair, 9 cities with their villages, Man and Carmel and Zeph and Utah and Yezreel and Yokadam and Zona, Cain, Geba, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halah, Bethzur, Gidor, and Mareth, and Bethnath, and Elkton, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjathbaal, which is Kirjathaim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, and the wilderness of Bethrabah, Midian, and Sakah, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Egdai, 6 cities with their villages, As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants in Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. All right, you guys, that's going to be it for now. I will be back shortly. We'll be picking up from Joshua chapter 16. If you can stay tuned till then, for then, that would be great. And with that said, this is Brother Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for now. God bless you guys. And we'll see you on the next one. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.